The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is very hot in Tampa Bay, Florida, and it's about 87 degrees here. Dreadfully again. Last week we were in California. What was it, 103 there, Jake? And now we're over in Florida. It's a hard life,
you know,
folks. It is a hard life. But we're in Florida right now, and it's 87 degrees, and we are broadcasting live from Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS, and we appreciate the opportunity to broadcast live from WTIS Talk Radio. So in saying that, folks, you have with you today yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. And along with that, I usually tell you the date, and I want to give you that in just 1 second here. The date is Wednesday, August 29th, 2012. I mean, it's really been that busy, folks.
Yeah.
If you're thinking you just don't have it to get, you don't have it together, listen, we got up this morning. You know how I woke up in the hotel room this morning with the alarm going off? It's like, geez, people, can it just not happen somewhere where I stay where I can actually sleep in? But in saying that, we get up in Orlando, take a shower. Everything Jake had set and ready to go for today has been totally scattered. It's, how would you say it? It's been...
Yeah. I'm just thinking when you're standing over...
An explosion has taken place in Orlando, and now it's all rescheduled.
We're in California, and then, you know, we're in Florida. But, folks, if you really saw our schedule, we blow into the studio a couple minutes before we got to go.
Literally.
Get our stuff ready. Then we got to blow out of here because there's a whole bunch of stuff that we got to get taken care of. So, not much time for...
there isn't. Because we got up in Orlando. We drove to Tampa, and it was, I think it was about a 56-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
Whatchamajigger, what do you call it?
My GPS.
Yes, thing. Your GPS deal. Let me just tell you this. I praise God that I have a Jake here because, it's great having someone that knows what they're doing, because what I do is I drive. I get my Slurpee. I drive. We get to the next point. Bradley, you're doing this. You're doing that. Yesterday, for example, got to Florida. Got up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Minneapolis. Flew to Florida. 3-hour flight. Picked up the car. We went and got a salad. From the salad, we went to get the room. We were at the wrong room. We got the right room. We stayed there anyways at the wrong room, which is cooler than the right room anyways. I hope everybody followed that. And then we went to... 7-Eleven, got a Slurpee, and then we drove to the radio station in Florida, Orlando, and we did the radio program, got back from the radio program, did another interview in California. They really like us on the West Coast, they're friends.
Yeah.
And so we did another interview there, and then we had a minute to hang out for about 15 minutes, sat in the water, went, jumped in the pool for a minute, and then after that, well, you know, had to come up and get studied up, wake up, next morning, here we are. We're in Tampa. So it really is a blessed life, but it's all work. My little kids are asking me, Daddy, having fun? It's like, no, it's 87 degrees. I'm in Florida, and no, I'm not having fun. I'm working because it's time to work right now, America. It's not right. Time to lounge.
That's right.
So that's where we're at.
No time to kick your feet up whatsoever.
Folks, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. If you want to follow me on my Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1. Again, on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, can't do that, but if you'd like to call in and donate, if you'd like to leave a question or a comment with the producers, that is available. 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is, if you'd like to contact us, 1-866-233-0747. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. On Facebook today, at the Sons of Liberty, and that's the Sons of Liberty radio program, right on our Facebook, we've been getting a lot of comments. Maybe we'll cover them a little bit further on in the show, but you can check out all of our stories. Also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. The button is SOL Media. And the story this morning, I woke up in the hotel rooms. They always deliver you the USA Today. I walked over the garbage.
Interesting.
Went into the elevator, went downstairs, and then when I went into the restroom to use it, there's another USA Today, so I pick it up. Romney's everywhere, all over this thing. And then I turn the page and open it up, and there's a little picture of Obama, and it says, Obama drums up youth vote in Colorado and Iowa.
Now, before you hit that, I just got one question for you. Why is it that CNN's president just leaves because of the ratings are so bad?
Oh, he's just moving on.
Oh, yeah, he resigned. I don't care what. Listen, he resigned. He quit because things were not good,
right? That's right.
Okay, but every airport you go into, they have CNN up there.
Yeah.
I mean, does someone, like, tell them you have to have CNN on there because no one wants to watch it anyways?
Yeah.
And then you go into a hotel room, and then you get the propaganda with their 21% approval rating, and no one wants to read their garbage. But yet everywhere you go, you can't even sit down on a throne, friends, to go to the bathroom. That's a nice way of saying it.
Without
right?
USA Today being there.
Maybe
it was like the toilet paper and I mistook it and I just started reading it instead.
Maybe these guys in power realize that it's a good thing for them that are in power that the people never think, that they just believe what they're told anyways.
That's right.
So I thought it was very interesting, Jake, if I can interject this because I'm going to anyways, is the fact that now we are in a situation in this country where everybody in the country is beginning to listen to what we have been telling you, friends, for the last month and a half, that we better pay attention to the youth vote. And by the way, if we go back a year and 2 years and 3 years, we've been talking about this.
That's right.
And maybe this will exemplify, folks, as to why my ministry is under such harsh attack all the time by the socialist agenda, because Obama is going for, guess what, friends, the youth vote. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it. We've been talking about education this week. What a better topic. Obama's going for, well, we told you so. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
As distrustful, as nihilistic as my generation is we do want heroes. And it just seems like God's given up on us. But to know that there is a real person that goes into the schools that will take on everything that the secular world will throw at him and keep coming back because he cares, that sounds like a hero to me.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to give us a call, it is not live today, but with that, you can leave a question or a comment with our producer, 1-866-233-0747. It is live today, but there's just no access for a phone line. That's all I'm saying. 1-866-233-0747 is that number again. Now, listen up, folks. Right before the break, Jake was talking about how in the USA Today, the propagandists got to make sure that there's a paper in front of your face. Mm-hmm. And just like I have been telling the people for 2 and 3 years now, and I've been really highlighting over the last 2 and 3 and 4 weeks, I wrote an article in WorldNet Daily. And guess what? People started running down. They started listening. Okay, Bradley's right on this. We have to start hitting the topic of the youth vote. And folks, to us, it's not the youth vote. It's the youth overall. And as you know, that we have done 336 high schools across this country from Florida to Minnesota in 22 different states. It's about educating our young people, and that's what we've been talking about over the last couple days here. Yesterday we talked about how the Muslims are and their Trojan horse are infiltrating public schools to try to indoctrinate kids to have a jihad, to call themselves Muslims, to celebrate Ramadan, so on and so forth. And we see in the White House, he's doing the same thing. He's celebrating Ramadan. He's giving millions and billions of dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood, so on and so forth. And I'm just simply saying, folks, we have to pay attention as to what's going on. And I've also shared with you in the past that, folks, we get it here 2 and 3 and 4 weeks prior to it breaking. And I'm telling you, you need to understand what a prophetic ministry is. God is still speaking to his people. We just need to respond to what he's saying. And I say this to my crew all the time. Listen, I'm not telling you from my own head. I'm telling you from my heart, because we have to remember that God speaks to the heart, not the head. And now what's happening are the talking heads across the country are beginning to catch on to what I've been saying to you on the Sons of Liberty. And it's important that we listen to what's going on, because God again is speaking. Because what we're seeing here is the dictator wannabe, Obama, he's trying to drum up the youth vote in Colorado and in Iowa. Now, while everybody else is paying attention to the charades that are going on with Romney and Obama, same difference, friends, we need to understand that we have to get our country back to the Constitution. And it's interesting, you hear the GOP and you hear the Democratic Party, their they're talking about their version of government, but no one's talking about the founding forefathers' established version of government, which was given unto us by God, right? Let me give you a quote here really quick. The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you've got them. He said, at MTV, we don't shoot for the young people, the youth. He said, we own them. Who said that? Bob Pittman, the president, the CEO of MTV. So everybody's trying to figure out what's the separation, what's the problem with the older generation and the newer generation. Well, as I've been sharing again over the last couple weeks, Hitler knew, Mao Zedong knew, any dictator knows, and here we have this big dummy that everybody's laughing about in the Oval Office, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who is not one of us, friends. And what is he doing? He's doing the same thing that any other dictator or predecessor laid out, or targeted, I'm sorry, to lay out for their vote. We have to think. So the bottom line is, folks, is Obama drums up the youth vote in Colorado. Wake up, friends. Wake up. He is shooting for the demograph. In 2008, it was 68% of the vote, 18 to 31 years old. And who did he go for? The younger people, friends. It's not, folks, it's not about education to these people. It's about indoctrination so they can get the vote. So we see what it's about. It's about to them power. It's not about money. It's about power. So what are we up against?
Yep, that's exactly what we're up against. And this is a quote taken literally from Obama as he gets on the stage at Colorado State University. We've come too far to turn back now. Yeah, you bet you have. Obama told a crowd of 13,000 at Colorado State University.
Said the papers.
We've got more, that's true. There might
said
not
the papers, 000. Friends. You got to keep that in mind. Said the papers. Go ahead.
We've got more work to do, more destroying to do, more like it. His remarks dealt with Pell Grants, end of the war in Iraq, past health care reform, all red meat issues for young voters. But this is the thing that I want to make a statement of. We do college assembly programs. You all saw what happened last time we got into St. Cloud. There was confliction. There was contention. It was good. We ended with a victory. If you are in Iowa, Ames, Iowa, that was one of the colleges he went to, or Colorado State University, and you can't get in there, you need to invite us. If you can't invite us, then support us, because this is our battleground. This is our turf. This is where the Sons of Liberty make recruits for liberty and for the true ideals and values that our country is founded on. Folks, the youth will respond. The fact is they're the only players in the university saying anything to them, so that's their education. Get us in there. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, like us on Facebook, send us into these colleges. If you're a university student, if you're somebody listening in either of those states to the Sons of Liberty, if you're a potential donor, if you're somebody that wants to change this generation, get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if you're trying to figure out since the 1960s, for all them burnt hippies that might be listening to me right now, you know, back in 1960s, I wasn't around. I came in the late 60s, as a matter of fact. But in the early 60s, you guys had something called free love. You wanted to do what you wanted to do. You free. Wanted to do it how you wanted to do it. And now what you're seeing is government is them burnt hippies. Over the last 50 years and 60 years in our country, since the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy and said no to God and yes to him, and yes to the new agenda, only to bring about a new world order through the United Nations, who's responsible for the United Nations? America is. Who are the United Nations? America is. But in saying that, if you want to know why that rebelliousness has been promoted since the 1960s, you have to wake up and understand why they were doing that. Wasn't it Khrushchev that said, listen, we'll never fire a shot?
Yep.
We'll just come down upon them as an iron fist without them even knowing about it, without ever firing a shot. Mm-hmm. They'll do it through the educational system.
Yep.
Well, over the last 50 and 60 years, they've been preaching rebelliousness. Now they have a man in the Oval Office that they can totally identify with, mm-hmm, because he's everything that they've been taught to believe in. And so when you have hope and change, and now the new slogan is the communist motto. What is the new slogan? It's forward. That's a communist slogan, friends. They identify with Obama. Because what he is doing, and he's been set there to do, is to destroy the old and bring in the new. Because if he didn't come in with that mentality, well, then who are they going to believe in? Who are they going to follow? That's what they've been taught.
That's right.
So they go to school all day, and they get out of school, and they look at Obama. Wait. We can identify that guy. He's for hope and change. We can identify with that guy because he's an organizer. We can identify that guy because we see them old guys, the GOP, that still got their head stuck in the sand, that are still trying to figure out about the younger generation. Mm-hmm. No. They just don't get it. They're in Tampa Bay having a party right now, friends, and the younger generation are subject to a tyrant and a dictator wannabe named Obama. Now, folks, call it for what it is, but that's what it is. And when you get some time, I want you to read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28 as well, so you can understand as to what God is trying to tell the American people. America is under judgment. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Verbatim.
Yep, you forsake him, your children will follow other people. And that's exactly what's happening right now. When you forsake God, the God of our country, one nation under God, we are that. We are a Christian nation. You forsake that, then you forsake your own mercies, and you inherit a whirlwind. And that's exactly what you're getting right now.
Well, just like that one president said, he said, if you forget God, you're going to be one nation gone under.
That's right, instead of one nation under God. But the point is, folks, I want to go back again to this. If you haven't had the experience, if you don't feel you can get into a college and do something about this, it's simple. We're right here.
It's time to work, friends. It's time to work. It's time to get busy because we see these two jokers playing the little charade, walking it out. And again, yesterday we talked about the fact that the GOP is ousting Ron Paul. Now, in all fairness, why would they be doing that, friends? Is that not exemplifying the point to a T as to what I'm talking about? If he doesn't fit the agenda, then they'll ostracize him. Yep. Well, that's exactly what they did to Ron Paul. Yep. Un-American, friends, but who's pushing this along?
Yep.
The state-run media.
That's right. And you know what the problem is here is if you reject that, because Ron Paul has a huge youth following.
Huge.
You reject them, they're going to rebel against you. This is the point, is they are there to be reaped right now. Not just for God and religion, but for Christ and for American ideals that are set in the liberty that God has given to us. In this country right now, we have an opportunity. And it is strong as ever. But our opportunity must be seized upon. Just like you said, Bradley, it's time to act. But folks, that is what we're doing. Frankly, we're in Tampa Bay right now. I would rather be at the Democrat National Convention because I know there's going to be contention there and there's going to be people there that want to hear.
Well, they believe what they say.
That's right.
They believe it.
We don't have
any desire to play games. The GOP is still on vacation, dude. That's the joke.
Having parties with the GOP. The point is we got to go to where the crucial battleground is and not hang out with each other. This message needs to expand and go throughout America. And folks, again, I want to tell you, we are here. Our phones are open to get into these universities. Give us a call. We'll get into your university.
With your help.
In your area. And that's at sonsoflibertyradio.com. We are here, folks, and there's people doing right now. It's crucial.
Fort Collins. Oh, we're going to take a quick break right after we get done with this break, friends. We're going to come back and, well, we'll share some of this propaganda with you, folks, because I don't believe... with the USA Today.
No way.
There's no way. We'll go to Fort Collins. We'll talk about how Obama is drumming up the youth vote in Colorado and in Iowa. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Jake, you want to shoot that off really quick, and then I'll jump on the poll. Show Romney cutting into youth vote, capturing 41%. The charades go on, friends.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Romney is just enamored the youth.
Oh, totally.
So, anyways, back to a real topic. On our Facebook, folks, you guys have been liking our stuff all the time, and it's fantastic. Again, when we hit the road, we're taking pictures, posting videos. Thank you. But comment, too. We love to share your comments on the radio program. So, it's thus Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Go to the fan page, and when you like things, comment. Let us know your perspective. Secondly, we also just posted a Christian response alerts. Bradley's been picked up on commentary, and it's happening on a monthly basis. Somebody new is picking up the commentaries here, because obviously, like we talked about before, typically speaking, prophetically speaking, we're getting a lot of these messages before the mainstream picks them up, sometimes 2 and 3 weeks later. So we're posting these things through commentary. So again, thanks to our friends at ChristianResponseAlerts.com. You can see the latest posting right at our Facebook, The Sons of Liberty.
You know what I'm noticing is these professed Christians, mm-hmm. I'm seeing real Christianity come out of these guys.
That's right.
It's like you're seeing a new breed of Christian stand up and say, oh, no. Right. It's the anointing of David and Joshua and say, no, we're going to dispossess. Yep. We're not going to be dispossessed.
Boy, and that's how you know what a real Christian is, because when this comes, when the contention comes or the heat comes, that's when they rise up. But the other ones sit there and fluff around. Folks, that is not Christianity. They can be on a Christian station. No more than standing in a garage makes you a car. No more than being on a Christian station makes you a real Christian.
Amen.
Christians are aggressive, and they're accomplishing right now.
Okay. Okay, cool. Polls show Romney cutting into youth vote, capturing 41%.
The polls, like from Poland?
They must have taken these from, I don't know, maybe his kids.
Like firehouse polls that they slide down to get.
Well, I think he's got five kids, doesn't he?
Oh, okay.
Well, he can take a proper poll.
There you go. Maybe two of his kids are on board.
Probably. For months now, the Obama campaign has been trying to re-energize youth voters, the segment of the electorate between the ages of 18 and 29. They changed it. It used to be 18 to 31. His inability to reconnect with this important demographic. That's exactly right. This is what we have been saying as a ministry for 17 years. Yeah. I go on. 66% of which turned out for him at the polls in 2008. It was actually 68%, but I go on. It has been highlighted by survey after survey. One poll released in April revealed that of the 61% of college-age millennials who are registered, what a name. I go on.
The millennials.
Only 46% said they were sure that they would vote this time around for Obama. 46%. Folks, I just don't believe it. I have not met anybody that has said they are for Obama, and let me just reiterate this, or Romney.
Yeah.
Sorry to say it, friends. Well, then who do we vote for? Well, listen, we've shared with you on the radio, well, he's the lesser of two evils. Is he? Let's look at Massachusetts. What happened in Massachusetts? Chaos. You think Obama's dangerous? What's going to happen when this guy's get? And by the way, you have the establishment that are the problem, are the ones that are. What are they doing with Romney? They're high-fiving him. They're endorsing him. That should scare the chocolate out of anybody, friends. You got to wake up and think. Neither one of them are an option. The only real option, friends, I mean, I hate to say it, but the only real one in the game in some situations, I'm not capping on Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. I just don't agree with everything with Ron Paul.
Well,
he's talking about the Constitution. He's talking about who we are rather than what he wants us to become. He's talking about getting out of the way rather than intermingling with the people concerning their government and the freedom that we have as a people.
That's what I appreciate about him, is he's straight up. You don't have to look behind the curtain. His voting record is what it is. He's been consistent since day one. You know what you're going to get there. Now, we know what we're going to get through Obama, but that's because he's a liar and a deceiver, and he's a hustler, and he's a con man, and he has been. So basically, when he says up, he really means down. We know what we're getting with Romney. We're not getting anything. We're getting whatever he feels that day that somebody tells him to say or to do.
I got a question for you, case in point. Newt Gingrich, capping on Romney during the campaigns.
Yep.
Debates.
Yep.
Okay? Rick Santorum.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm just
capping
curious.
Hardcore.
He did nothing but cap hardcore on Romney.
He said
now
he was going to lose it for us.
How do you respect someone like that turns because he can stay in the limelight and then begins to promote the very man that he was demoting during the debates?
Yep.
No respect.
You know,
he's either a liar now or he was lying then.
That's right.
Or both. There you go.
You know, and here's another thing. I just watched last night on the Neil Cadvato show or whatever that was, and he was interviewing Ron Paul. Ron Paul still did not endorse Romney because he's true to his principles.
That's right.
And I'm not
Thank
endorsing
you.
Ron Paul by saying that, but what I am saying is that's the type of man you want to lead in a country because he's not leading out of his own presumption.
He's doing what he believes.
That's right.
And he's sticking to the founding documents.
Yep. And he's being fair to you by not being two-faced and not having any side agendas. He's standing on principle, whether people like it or not.
I like that. That's what we need. That's a leader.
That is.
Yeah. Black or white.
Yep.
That's what leaders are, Jake. Black or white.
That's right. Either black or white.
Jake, that's a good leader, Jake.
That is a good leader.
There always seems to be some sort of humor during our radio broadcast sooner or later within that hour, and I'm getting a download right now a little bit on the situation.
It's coming.
But I did notice you said Cavuto. Neil Cavuto.
He's a great guy, you know.
I got a question for you. So I'm sitting there talking to the people on our radio broadcast about how there is no difference between Fox.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference between the left and the right, friend. They're all going down the same path sooner or later.
Where's the bone?
That's exactly
There's the bone.
So why are you talking about Neil Cavuto?
I was saying in terms of that Ron Paul was being interviewed
by
him.
Thank you.
I wasn't promoting him necessarily.
No. We're promoting principles, friends. That's what we're doing. It's promoting principles, and we're showing you, we're exposing the charade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was at like 1:30 last night, because I'm looking into some people that we're going to be connecting with in this area tomorrow. Yeah. And there he was.
He was on the show, just like you said.
I'm curious. You know, all those Ron Paulers.
Dr. Paul?
All those Ron Paulers inside of the RNC, they booed Mr. Boehner. I caught wind of that yesterday.
Oh, are you serious?
He booed him.
The great leader, John Boehner?
Does it not tell you people see through the establishment for what it is?
That's right. No matter how much they try to control it and say, oh, you can't come in. Do you have special credentials? Oh, and folks, there's red tape all over it. But the point is that people still will not be restrained, even in their little cloisters.
It's the same force behind Obama that is actually shunning the Ron Pauls from the GOP.
Sure. They don't want Trump in the debate.
I'm trying to get this in. Are we getting this in the mix?
I think it's coming.
Same people, folks.
Yep.
They're using two campaigners. It's WWF at its worst. Mm-hmm. Not at its finest. I'm sorry if I've ever said it's at its finest. It's at its worst. These two are a joke, and the joke is on America.
When we went and saw 2016, folks, we posted it on the Facebook. We were in California last week.
Which was tame.
So you end the movie by saying, oh, Obama's bad. And then you turn and say, so what's our other option? And you're like excited. Yeah. We're not going to have Obama. And then all of a sudden there's a sail with no wind in it.
Maybe Willard Romney's the one that paid for the distribution of his movie. I don't know.
You know, that's the only thing the guy's got. I mean, I just can't get excited about this guy.
No, there's nothing to get excited.
You look to him, he's a letdown. You look to Obama, you see he's a fraud. He's destroying America. And then you look to him and he's a letdown. That's all you have to do is,
first of all, Obama-loney has no record to run on. As a matter of fact, he does have a record to run on.
That's right.
And it's not good. And when you look at Romney, it's the same exact thing for Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So what are your options? Well, America, it's time for you to choose an option.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to.
Not take the option that's been given to you. You create your own option.
Everybody in America sees this was a forced feed, friends. I mean, what happened with Santorum and Romney at the final moment and the way he just pulled out, folks, way highly suspicious. Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky, this is so-and-so. How about I give you a couple $1 million, you just shut up this round. Maybe we'll throw you in the mix somewhere. Maybe we'll put you on Romney's cabinet. But you know what? Let's get him in there right now, because we got the establishment that are really getting behind him. In other words, Rick, shut up. We're going to squash you. We're going to snuff you out, dog.
That's right. You know, because the peasants need a leader. And frankly, we're going to give the peasants a choice between either Obama and Romney. It doesn't matter.
Obama-loney.
You got Obama-loney.
Here's the bottom line.
Our pick.
When the media, state-run media, attacks somebody and they discredit them,
that way.
That's right.
Yep.
That's the one that is the real candidate, friends.
Yep.
History teaches us that.
It does.
When you got men loving on somebody like this, it's sick. And I'm trying to figure out who's loving on either one of these supposed candidates.
I'm trying to figure it out, too. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow.
Fort Collins, the presidential campaign heated up in Colorado on Saturday, said the propaganda outlet USA News. Campaign officials for both President Obama and Republican Mitt Romney, two sides of the same coin, were hitting up voters all over the state. Obama's campaign was in Fort Collins at Colorado State University, while Romney's campaign rolled their bus through Denver metro area. Both campaigns had one thing in common. They both attracted young voters. Really? Really?
They're coming out in droves. What, was their kids? Or?
Jake, when we're trying to book colleges across this country, what are you hearing from the young Republicans?
There's barely any. And
no spine.
You can't, stand on the issue too hard.
Yeah, because
if you do, then the Democrats might get mad at us, and then we might have problems.
How come nobody, either Obama or Romney, are talking about the moral issues of America, folks?
Yep, that's right.
Why are they not talking about the principles of who you are as an American
people?
We
need to stay away from those principles.
Because it exposes their hypocrisy, that's why.
It creates a division, and then it divides our mainstream that we have. You know,
can't do that.
Chris Christie brings up, this is what he tells the GOP. I did appreciate this part of him. He's a very forceful fella.
He's an East Coaster, huh?
Hey, there we go, Chris Christie. He tells the GOP to stop being the nice guys. The desire to be loved has held the party back. Hello.
No offense to Christie, but man, I bet you when pizza sees him, they run the other way.
Ooh. He maybe owns a couple pizza parlors. But I'll tell you what, he's the only one that I saw on that stage next to, you know, we discussed Ron Paul.
Yep.
Not standing for this. Yep. The only one I saw on that stage that really brought the force. Everybody else was so sick to even listen to them be interviewed.
This is so wonderful here today. We're so, it's all about the American people.
And Ann says, know, that you can trust my husband.
Trust
and he,
my
listen,
husband,
oh,
our
he
children.
Loves the people.
Yes.
But really, then why don't we talk about the real issues, Annie?
That's right.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. I'm going to get off what I have to get off here. Man, it's like a fire shut up in my bones. I got to get this out. This is garbage. Folks, deception at its fullest. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the propaganda outlets, USA News Today, talking about the youth vote. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
But we are talking about education. But we're educating the American people on the topic of education.
That's right.
Right? No government can be maintained without the principle of fear and duty. Good men will obey the last, but the bad ones the former only. Who said that? Man, one of those founders, man. One of those terrorists. That was right. Thomas Jefferson.
That's right.
All right.
Boy, those hate mongers.
Totally.
But they
237 years right. later, we're still walking in the freedom that they established through God, and they're the bad guys.
That's right.
Well, you know what?
I suppose if you're a radical, they would be.
What did John Adams rightly say, the second president of the United States? Jake, what follows luxury?
Decadence.
Thank you. Yep. So when they lose, you don't know what you got, younger generation, if this is how you think, until it's gone. And you don't want to lose what hundreds of thousands of men established through their sacrifice in the natural and Jesus Christ, what he did in the spiritual.
You got it. And you always know where the light is because it's always under attack. It reminds me of when Christ would come and somebody would be demon-possessed. They would scream out at him immediately, "What have I to do with thee?" That's exactly what
Or they would worship him. Let's not forget that.
Of course, because his authority overtakes them. And folks, that's what happens when
So we see the left,
fans.
We see the left cry out against him, and we see the right worship him, at least in word.
I got it.
And it was Jesus, seriously, yeah. And it was Jesus that said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." What did Peruka say, presidential candidate in 2004, say to you concerning Reagan and Jesus?
That's right. If you got together at a convention of a lot of the modern-day Republicans, and Ronald Reagan walked in the room and Christ did at the same time, the booth with Reagan would be the busiest.
Isn't that sick?
Yep.
That is sick.
You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me.
Yeah.
And so...
Reminds me of Elijah when he was on top of the mountain and he was drawing the line in the sand between the false prophets and the real prophets and said, "How long will you falter between two opinions?"
None of this, get a little of God, get a little of this. It doesn't work because you get divided at the end anyhow.
Yeah.
And that's not even a diss to Reagan and what he stood for. It's a diss to the people because Reagan wouldn't want you worshiping him neither.
That's right.
It was the God of heaven who he worshipped.
Let's go back over to this propaganda again, talking about Obama drums up the youth vote in Colorado and in Iowa. I go on. Hundreds of people circled around CSU's campus waiting to get tickets to see President Obama. Tickets to see your president, who is visiting the university on Tuesday. He said, "I've been here since 5 a.m., quite frankly, because we thought the line was going to be huge," said Taylor Petawar, a CSU student. Now, while the majority of those waiting to get tickets on Saturday were students, the free event to see the president is open to anyone. Good. Freedom to see our president. Really?
We get to do that?
Really? Many students believe the president wanted to speak at their college in order to secure the younger vote, hello, which most students believe is key in determining which way Colorado will swing. I think it is really... Let me interject again, friends. I don't mean to be broken all the time, but listen, it's important to interject these little branches from the trunk of the tree. Folks, I think it's really important. Listen, it's important for you to understand, friends, that let me put it this way. It's a better way of saying it. I'm asking you, Jake, as you're filming, why is it always such a close race? I'm asking you a question, Jake. Why is it always such a close race?
Well,
that's the charade.
That's right.
That's
it makes it better for a media back and forth.
That's right.
People stay engaged and they think it's actually true.
That's right.
It's kind of like the weather patterns before or after holidays. It's all a hype. And you got to know the truth in your heart to know to be able to discern what is hype and what is reality.
How can anybody in their right mind look at this individual in the White House and even consider? Oh, that's right. 700,000 students in public schools that graduate every year can't even read their diplomas. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Or is it just propaganda? It's
okay.
Just propaganda. What did we find out yesterday about his Twitter account?
Yep. 70% of his followers are frauds?
Thank you.
They're not legit followers?
But do you think the White House and the media... Oh, and keep in mind that Obama dictates what goes out and what doesn't go out through the state-run media, reported the New York Times.
Yeah. No different
Folks,
than all the...
The joke's on you.
Yeah. No different than all the press is filtered right now by the Romney campaign and the RNC.
Totally. Totally. The man makes $57,000 a day.
Not bad.
He's paying for his seat, friends. He wants the position. Mm-hmm. We want the guy that doesn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. Mariah Woodworth Etter, a famous preacher back in the early 1900s, said those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be called or go to the pulpit, those are the ones that are called by God to do the job.
Right.
That's exactly right. I go on with this propaganda. I think it is real. It says this. I think it really will because of most of our parents and older people before us. They pretty much know already what they are doing. We are in that in-between stage where we don't know and we are really trying to figure it out, said Petawar. This is the first time a lot of us have a say, and that's really important because this is our country too. Where'd they ever lose that? I'm definitely going to vote Obama this year, said Riley Gearhard, a CSU student. Wow. Because he is overlooking your student loan debt? Is that why Obama is appealing taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots, and this little dummy, for the better way of saying it, is falling for it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, and he's manufactured.
Hey, I'm just curious. Riley, got a question for you. Who's going to pay off that debt, Riley? Mm-hmm. Obama's giving you free schooling at length, which is communism again. But the question is who's going to pay that debt?
The borrower.
Are you going to kick the can down the road again for another generation until your kids grow up so you can pass it up onto them? It's not going to last that long, friend.
And you know what? He's a product of what this society has spit out. You know, Riley's coming up through an education system that's taught him something for nothing, through a church system that's taught him, you know, Jesus will give me everything. There's no responsibility. He doesn't understand love. Of course he's going to vote for Obama. Who do we blame? Do we blame the society? Do we blame those that aren't breaking in to teach kids like Riley? Or do we blame Riley? Well, right now he's over 18. He needs to be blamed.
I'm in the ring. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
All right.
I'm ready.
I need Mickey in my corner right now.
Come on, Rock. Knock him to tomorrow. You can do it, Rock.
Well, let me get in this fight, okay? But not all young voters said the USA Today. Listen to this carefully, friends. But not all young voters. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? But not all young voters were in Fort Collins for Obama. Well, who suggested that they were? Who implied that they were for Obama? The USA Today did.
Guess it'd be the ones writing it.
Thank you. Many instead came out to see the Romney bus roll through Wheat Ridge, where congressional candidate Joe Coors and Jefferson County Commissioner John Odom spoke. However, neither Romney nor Ryan were on board. I'm trying to figure out how come we're not hearing about Ron Paul in this article. Isn't that interesting, friends? This weekend, the bus was empty because everyone is in Tampa getting ready to nominate Mitt Romney.
Oh.
Because he's our only option.
Yeah, everybody in the country is there. I mean, I'm telling you.
For the young voters who came out, it was all about showing their support. I'm concerned with how everything is going right now, said the paper, and the country and the direction I see everything going. So I think it's time for a change. Corey Stetz, a Romney supporter. What is the USA Today doing? Reinforcing propaganda?
Yeah.
Reinforcing WWF at its worst? Mm-hmm. And while many young voters don't necessarily agree on who they will vote for, both did agree that it will be the young vote that determines this election. Let me say it again. But both did agree that it will be the young vote that determines this election. It was definitely going to be the young people, as I think it was the last time, Stetz replied. You think?
So we need to go for the young vote. Gosh, that sounds like we're having deja vu right here.
It is.
We've been talking about it. I mean, it's almost like
I mean, don't tell them what you're really going for.
Was it real?
What?
Our kids. That's
no.
what we've been talking about.
Remember we did the Tea Party in Tri-City in California just last week?
Yep.
A Hispanic lady came up to us and says, I feel that my kids have been stolen from me.
Mm-hmm.
The Hispanic vote and the black vote. Now, what are we hearing again from the left, as they call it, America? Let me remind you, the right wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. Why? What are we hearing? Oh, the Hispanics and the blacks are voting for Obama. Hispanic community and black community, will you listen to me carefully? Look at Planned Parenthood. I need not say anymore.
It's a genocide.
He is aiming at genocide concerning the Hispanic and the black vote. And how could he do that? And why would he do that? Because he's not one of us.
That's right.
It's that simple. What?
That's
all. Show's over. See you guys later. Bye.
That's a perfect ending. Right?
I mean, how many times do I need to say this? Hopefully.
Hello.
I mean, we're getting interviews all over the country right now, friends, for people that are just starting to finally wake up that it is the youth vote.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I think we should really reach out to the youth. What do you think?
You sound like that Cavito guy. Cavuto.
I don't know. Maybe, Carl, maybe we'll actually start talking about this now. What do you think? You think our bosses will let us do it?
Well, as long as we have something to talk about tomorrow, we have a job.
That's right.
Job security.
As long as people turn on that idiot box right there in the front room and watch us.
But if I could just give you prevention is better than cure really quick, listen to what Benjamin Rush rightly said, a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He's the guy that said, I'm not an aristocrat and I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. And so am I, and so should you be, friends. And so should you be a constitutionalist and a Christian. The two are one. Conservative, Christian, patriot, they're all one and the same. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Don't forget it. What's that, Jake? Noah Webster. No. He said something similar to that. Do you got Noah Webster?
That was the same.
Well, it was Benjamin Rush or Noah Webster.
They both said very close.
But, you know, we're going to have to clarify that tomorrow. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. See ya!
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.